WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wausau Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. A Wisconsin sheriff is calling out a local news outlet on their ICE reporting. Marathon County Sheriff Chad Billup says inaccurate and misleading claims made in a Channel 9 news story undermines public trust and creates unnecessary fear in the community about how Marathon County deputies handle immigration enforcement practices. While Marathon County does have a 287G agreement with ICE, that only applies to the jail setting. According to a statement from Sheriff Billup, deputies have not and do not request immigration documentation during traffic stops, investigations, or any routine law enforcement interaction. Deputies are neither authorized nor directed to conduct immigration enforcement in the field. You may hear F-35 aircraft after dark this week. The 115th Fighter Wing of the Wisconsin Air National Guard will be doing evening training flights through Thursday. You may see or hear F-35s flying overhead until approximately 7:45 p.m. now through February 12th. Pilots will follow flight paths designed to minimize noise to area residents, but you'll likely still hear them in some areas of central Wisconsin this week. Wood County snowmobile trails are closed starting today because of deteriorating trail conditions. Powers Bluff Ski and Tube Hills are open this weekend, and Dan Vollert of the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department says the hills are in good shape. The multi-use trail is open for cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, and biking. NEPCO Lake County Park multi-use and cross-country ski trails are open, but conditions are deteriorating. Richfield 360 County Forest multi-use trails are also open, but the warmer weather is taking its toll. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WXCO.fm. From the Wausau Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. Ahead of President Donald Trump's State of the Union address, the Democratic senator from Wisconsin called out damage done to Medicaid, health care, and thousands of Wisconsinites. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin highlighted the financial and emotional ramifications of the Trump administration's Big Beautiful Bill. Kim Frederick, a Wisconsin mother to a child with Down syndrome, said the cuts to Medicaid could impact her son's care, and she's already seen her costs increase.
Because we own a small business, we also have our insurance through the Affordable Care Act, and we lost our enhanced premium tax credits, which caused our health insurance to more than double.
Baldwin said an estimated 250,000 Wisconsinites will lose Medicaid coverage as a result of Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. She added that rural health care services are in danger.
Many of our rural hospitals are already operating in the red. And these cuts mean that we'll see some hospitals close.
Baldwin vowed to keep applying pressure to restore the cuts in services made by the Trump administration. Frederick attended the State of the Union address last night in Washington, D.C. as a guest of Senator Baldwin. The fight over Wisconsin's voter data continues, and both national parties are getting involved. The U.S. Justice Department is suing to obtain full access to Wisconsin's voter rolls, saying it needs the data to verify compliance with election laws. Democrats filed a motion arguing that the request could expose private information on more than a million voters. Republicans say the state should cooperate if it has nothing to hide. The Wisconsin Elections Committee has refused to release the data, setting up the court battle. A group of students, parents, educators, school districts, and advocacy groups from across Wisconsin have filed a lawsuit against the Wisconsin State Legislature and the Joint Committee on Finance for failing to adequately fund public schools. Tanya Kutlowski is the superintendent of Nisita Area School District, which is one of the plaintiffs. She said state funding has not kept up with the needs of students.
Over the past decade, we have been underfunded in special education by over $13 million just in 10 years. Our local referendum, some would argue or could argue, has been 100% funding that mandated legal constitutional obligation.
State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley responded to the court challenge in a press release saying, quote, "Our current funding formula is not working. Some districts thrive, others struggle to meet basic needs. Opportunity should not depend on geography, but too often it does," end quote. Of the 19 plaintiffs, 5 of them are school districts in Wisconsin: the Adams Friendship Area School District, School District of Beloit, Eau Claire Area School District, Green Bay Area Public School District, and Nisida Area School District. Wisconsin joins the list of states seeing lawsuits over school funding in recent years. The case was filed in Eau Claire County Circuit Court Monday night. The next step is for the court to assign a judge. Then the defendants, the Joint Committee on Finance, and Wisconsin State Legislature have 45 days to respond. The case could eventually end up before the liberal-leaning Wisconsin Supreme Court. There's a danger to your vehicle on Wisconsin roads, and it's not other drivers. Joanne Krulatz explains.
You might not see it, but something on winter roads could be slowly destroying your vehicle. Road salt, applied to improve traction on icy roads, can also accelerate rust on your vehicle's undercarriage. Rust can weaken structural parts, brake lines, and suspension systems, while also discoloring or chipping paint. Routine washing is an inexpensive way to prevent damage and avoid costly repairs. Electric vehicles face unique risks because battery packs, cooling lines, and electronics sit low in the chassis and are more sensitive to corrosion. High voltage connectors, charging ports, and aluminum battery housings can degrade faster than similar components on gas-powered vehicles. To prevent salt damage on your vehicle, wash it regularly, at least every 2 weeks or more often after driving on heavily salted roads. Prioritize the undercarriage. Use car washes and underbody sprays. Rinse first, flush off loose salt before washing to protect the paint, and apply wax. A fresh coat before winter helps shield paint from salt and moisture. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Average gasoline prices in the Badger State have fallen about 3.5 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.52 a gallon. That's according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Meanwhile, the national average price of gasoline has risen 1.2 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.88 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan, who is the head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said crude oil trades are high, driven by escalating tensions between the United States and Iran. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
It's the Badgers and the Ducks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers in Eugene tonight to take on the Oregon Ducks. At 10-17, Oregon has had a difficult season, but they just upset USC 71-70. Marquette beat Georgetown 76-60. Nigel James led the Golden Eagles with 20 points and 6 assists. NBA, the Bucks on top, 128-117. Over the Miami Heat, Doc Rivers says the Bucks finally seem to be headed in the right direction.
Tonight, there were stretches where we could have gave in and we didn't. So I told them that after the game. I said, that's a gut kind of win for us. It was a good win.
And at the NFL Scouting Combine, Brian Gutekunst says the Packers were sorry to see special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia leave Green Bay.
Losing him is tough just because of what he brought to our football team. I think he had some other opportunities that he was looking at. Really good coach, and wherever he ends up, that place is going to be better for it.
That's Brian Gutekunst from Indianapolis with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 20 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 4 above for a low tomorrow. A little off and on light snow in the morning. Our high tomorrow, 32. It's going to be sunny and warmer, mid to upper 40s Friday, and then a lot colder with a little light snow through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.